Hey, everybody, it's Troy at Sundance Books and Music here to give you a heavy-duty dose of Wednesday morning blurbage. New music again. We got a great new recording that celebrates the session guys that are from Nashville from the late 60s and early 70s, known as the Nashville Cats. It's a 2-CD collection that goes along with the exhibit that's currently at the Music Hall of Fame. And these guys played in much more than just country music. I mean, they played on the obvious stuff like Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan's John Wesley Harding album, but they did so much more than that. They played on records by the Byrds, the Monkees, Leonard Cohen, Country Joe McDonald, Simon and Garfunkel, Neil Young, and some of the ex-Beatles. Guys like Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, two discs worth of all the stuff that these talented chaps played on, kind of the Nashville equivalent of the Wrecking Crew. It's called Dylan, Cash, and the Nashville Cats. Also new in the store, new music from the Yonder Mountain String Band. They're a new LP called Black Sheep. Yonder Mountain String Band is one of the people at the forefront of the new kind of progressive bluegrass movement that is going on and is very popular right now. New album from those guys called Black Sheep. Also in the same vein, it's the Steel Drivers, another rising name in this kind of music. And this is an album that they recorded at the Muscle Shoals Recording Studio, and it also features a couple of contributions from ex-Drive-By Truckers Jason Isbell, who also has a new album coming out that is hotly anticipated later on in July. Their new record by the Steel Drivers, the Muscle Shoals Recordings. Also, a new solo outing from the Fun frontman, Nate Ruiz. And very much like Fun, this is just really nice, exuberant pop featuring Nate's over-the-top stellar vocals. It's called The Grand Romantic, first solo record by Nate Ruiz. Not actually breaking up Fun, just kind of taking a breather away from the band and doing his own thing. It's Nate Ruiz from Fun with The Grand Romantic. Last up, a really cool live album by Amos Lee. It's called Live at Red Rocks with the Colorado Symphony. And this is one of those titles that kind of tells you just about all you need to know about this record. Makes it easy for me. It's Amos Lee doing a lot of his really nice tunes off over the six or so studio records that he's done. And then redoing it big style, live, with the symphony. Kind of making it that nice, big symphonic sound added to Amos Lee's great vocals and songwriting. For these titles and way more than that, come on down to our store on the corner of California and Sierra. For Sundance Books and Music, this has been Troy. Thanks for tuning in to Wednesday's Blurb.